Tánaiste, once again we see the culture of entitlement at RTÉ. It was unveiled for all of us to see before the Oireachtas Media Committee yesterday. The new Director General, Kevin Backhurst, confirmed that RTÉ's former Chief Financial Officer, Breedagh O'Keefe, walked away from her job with a €450,000 redundancy package. Except this wasn't a redundancy package because her job was never eliminated. Further, that package wasn't signed off by RTÉ's executive board as required, but instead was cooked up between Ms O'Keefe and the former Director General, Dee Forbes. A golden handshake to the value of 10 times the average salary in this state, cooked up behind closed doors with no sign off, no tax paid, no disclosure until yesterday. You couldn't make it up, Tánaiste. It is damning, and people are sick to their back teeth at what is going on and what has gone on in RTÉ. And further, we learned that there were others involved. Rory Coveney resigned just last year from RTÉ, the driving force, we're told, behind the fiasco that was Toy Show the Musical, which lost €2.2 million of taxpayers' money. Yet he gets a secret golden handshake at the taxpayers' expense. We don't know the details of this. Do you, Tánaiste? And if not, will your government demand this information from RTÉ? And how many others, Tánaiste, has received secret golden handshakes in the last period? Is it any wonder that the payment of the TV licence has fallen off a cliff? Because the public have lost confidence in the governance of the public sector broadcaster, and it is a very dangerous place to be. The state and its citizens rely on RTÉ to hold those in power to account for trusted, reliable news and current affairs coverage. But it can't fulfil its obligations if there is no accountability. And that's what's missing here. You said you support those who have not paid their TV licence to be dragged before the courts and to be jailed if needs be. There are now over 300,000 households who have not paid their TV licences. But for the executives in RTÉ, well, they can walk away into the sunset with €450,000 in their back pockets and what? No accountability and absolutely no consequences. Let me put it to you this way, Tánaiste. In any other workplace, if you walk off the job, if you quit, you only get what you're entitled to, no more, no less. You're not even entitled to social welfare payments for a period of time. But if you're an RTÉ executive, you can walk off the job and receive €450,000 of taxpayers' money. It's a joke, Tánaiste. And people are demanding accountability. It's one rule for the privileged and another for ordinary workers. And yet we hear from you, and I'm sure we'll hear it again, we hear from the Taoiseach, we hear from the Minister, Catherine Martin, that says there will be accountability. But we've seen no accountability in the last 8 months. Tánaiste, we were told that the process of accountability in RTÉ had started, that it had begun. But is it accountability that those centrally involved in a financial scandal that has brought RTÉ into disrepute are able to walk off into the sunset with undisclosed exit packages that it seems that they were not contractually entitled to? When will there be consequences for those who have breached the public trust, for those who have played fast and loose with taxpayers' money? That is what ordinary people, the length and breadth of this state, are asking. So I ask you, do you support Sinn Féin's calls for the full details of the process that led to these secret redundancy packages, these golden handshakes, including that made to Rory Coveney and whoever else got them, made public as a matter of urgency? But crucially and above all, and finally, when will there be accountability?
Thank you,
because
Deputy.
That's what people demand.
Thank you, Deputy.
Well, first of all, RTÉ is funded by a combination of the licence fee and taxpayers' money, and then advertising revenue as well. And essentially, taxpayer RTÉ licence money is the public's money. And where public money funds the bulk of any organisation's revenue, there should be absolutely full transparency and accountability to the public. It is unacceptable what has happened. There should be no secrecy in respect of any package that any executive received from RTÉ. All such packages should be in accordance with proper frameworks, proper procedures, and controls that existed in an organisation. So RTÉ had controls. RTÉ had procedures. They clearly were not adhered to in one particular case, it seems, fairly clear. And in my view, what should happen in that case is whatever the correct amount in terms of exiting, and I don't have any details of any package, Deputy, either in respect of Mr. Coveney, who you referenced. I don't have that package. You kind of slyly insinuated I might. I don't. I have no... who said hands off? Yes. No government can ever interfere in a public service broadcaster. No, through the chair. No one can, I would say, through the chair. There has always been a hands-off and an arm's length, because I can remember a time when I was a young student where people accused governments of their day of interfering too much in RTE in terms of editorial control or in terms of saying RTE shouldn't publish this, shouldn't criticise that, and so on. That was an earlier debate in society which I thought everyone had agreed with, that we should be arm's length from the broadcaster in respect of editorial control or trying to manipulate. That does not mean that in terms of adherence to the proper norms and frameworks in terms of packages or redundancy packages, dealing up front with the revenue, all of that is obviously something that the Minister is very concerned about, and that's why the Minister has initiated a variety of reports in respect of governance and culture within RTE. It's not an acceptable culture, definitely. There's no difference in our position here in respect of this. I would say, you know, we shouldn't be putting words in people's mouths. I'm never on record anywhere saying people should be dragged before the courts. Never said that, but you said I did just now. So I think we need honesty, we need complete transparency, and we do need accountability. But I've never set myself up as a judge and executioner of anybody in society. And I mean that. We have to be careful too. And I think there should be full accountability before the committees of the House. But the committees in the House must also balance that with due process. I respectfully suggest that has not always been the case, going back along in terms of how committees conducted inquiries. I think the current committees are doing a good job. And I think they have, in fairness to the committees, both in our Arts or Culture Committee, I think they have done good public service in terms of revealing a lot of this which would not have been revealed without the work of our Oireachtas committees. I have to say that, and I think the members of the committee, chaired by Niamh Smith and them, have elicited for the public information which we would not have been presented with. And that's good. And that's what I would like to see more of that, and I would like to see everybody involved come before the Dáil committees and the Oireachtas committees. I respect if people have ill health. I respect that principle. But I think that we should look at other mechanisms by which people could give their account of what happened. And maybe at Remove the Oireachtas could look at that, or the committees responsible could look at that in terms of those who have not come forward.
Thank you,
before the Oireachtas committee.
Tánaiste, you say you want full accountability, but I ask you, where is the accountability? If we were led to believe that people were kind of forced to resign.
Sorry?
But now we were led to believe that people were kind of forced to resign just in the last year, people who were involved in the financial scandals. But yesterday we found out that they were actually given secret golden handshake payments, that the current RTE actually went into confidentiality clauses. So where is the accountability? You say you want full transparency in relation to the packages. So what do you say in relation to in Rory Coveney's package, in relation to the confidentiality clause that was entered into that and the other packages? Because that just happened last year. That just happened 8 months ago. So do you, and I asked you, I invited you to do this, do you support our call on RTE that all packages, all redundancy payments, all golden handshakes be made transparent to the public who are funding them in the first place? And can I ask you, what is government going to do, if anything, in relation to accountability? And I make the point genuinely. There are 300,000 plus families who have stopped paying their TV licence. The view of government is they should be brought before the court, they should be prosecuted,
you,
and
Deputy,
some of them will end up for a short period of time, possibly in prison.
Please,
but there
Deputy,
is no accountability.
Please,
what are you saying
Deputy,
in relation to the accountability
up.
Of the executives who caused financial scandals and are walking into the sunset with hundreds of thousands of taxpayers' money in their back pockets?
Well, Deputy, you clearly haven't listened to my original reply. I said there should be full transparency in respect of everybody who got a package from RTE. It's my view. It's public money. It's licence fee money. It's taxpayers' money. There has to be full transparency in respect of any individual. I said this already earlier in this.
For decades.
And also in terms of the licence fee, I mean, in your alternative budget last year, just only 4 months ago you published it, Deputy, you didn't mention, let alone budget for, your plan to scrap the licence fee. You did not.
We did. There's a contingency fund of over 800 million.
That would cost in excess of 150 million. And the other point I would make, Deputy, the other fundamental problem with the amnesty proposal is that the hundreds of thousands down through the years who paid their licence fee, I mean, it's an incredible insult to them. Fools you are to pay is what you're saying to them. And basically, what does that mean for other bills that people pay? What you're really saying to people, don't bother paying your bills. Don't pay any kind of...
Who's dishonest now? Who's dishonest now?
That is
who's
what you're saying. Because you know what?
And you won't answer the question
we
about
accountability. We will look after you in the end of the day. That's what you're saying. And we don't have to provide for that. We don't have to provide for that in alternative budgets.
The only person who's held accountable is the mother who can't pay her TV licence.
I think for those who paid their licence fees over the years, Deputy,
that
was an incredible slap in the face. And you basically...
You know what's a slap in the face? 450,000 euro. That's the slap in the face.
Sorry.
You've basically...
Would you please respect the orders of the House? Tánaiste, the time is up.
I just want to finally say... What you've basically said to the Irish people is, why bother pay any bill?
No, that's completely and utterly dishonest.
Deputy,
and utterly dishonest.
Deputy.
And you have nothing to say on accountability.